Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I am John Fugelsang. And you know, when they asked me to come in and guest host alongside you, I said two things. What should I wear? And do I get to do the ramble with Allison Stewart?
Did both work out for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I didn't know you had a dress code here, but I'm very excited about rambling.
All right, let's take a look at some of these news stories you can't really use, but are a lot of fun to talk about anyway. Cue music.
All right, it's the Ramble theme. Now, if your New Year's resolution is to begin a new life as a violent fugitive, you might want to think it over. The FBI is teaming up with Clear Channel to post mugshots of wanted bad guys in 8-second spots on digital billboards. The program's going nationwide after a test run in Philly helped them nab several suspected criminals, including one guy who'd fled to Florida. In addition to the giant most wanted posters for what the FBI calls very violent, very dangerous fugitives, Clear Channel will also put up photos of missing children.
So you mean to tell me I might be driving down the street and I could look up and I could see a guy on a billboard and be like, hey, that's the guy who gives me coffee at my local deli?
Exactly.
In theory.
Yes. It's not just for bucket list billboards anymore. Now you can see violent felons.
Or Angeline. Oh, no.
this
story, we can't decide which is more freaky. Whether that Homeland Security is developing ways to inspect through walls, or the fact that lobsters can see through stuff. They are connected. Homeland Security is sponsoring the development of handheld Lexits. That is an acronym for Lobster Eye X-ray Imagining Devices. They could potentially see through walls made of wood, concrete, steel, and other materials. Apparently, lobsters' eyes are made up of tiny little sensors, thousands of them. They pick up very small amounts of light and an adaptation which allows them to see through dark, cloudy water.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, our second ramble in a row with a bronze statue story today, this one about Bruce Lee. A group of students at the University of Washington, where Lee studied for 3 years, are petitioning to get a life-size monument to the martial arts icon erected on campus. Students say a statue of Bruce Lee would help to better represent the diversity on campus.
All right, you're going to break that one down for me. How does that work?
Well, here's why. Because they've got dozens and dozens of statues of mostly Caucasian men, including George Washington, the namesake. But the actual campus is 35% minority. 1 in 4 students there are Asian. So they're trying to get a statue, a nonviolent image of Lee, meditating, although some students wouldn't mind one of Lee thrashing Chuck Norris in Way of the Dragon.
Yeah, I'm not sure which statue. I mean, I'm pro-meditation, but when I think Bruce Lee,
I think shirtless, I think
exactly.
Fighting stance, yeah.
All right, stamp collectors never say die. Remember, you know, they talk about collecting stamps at school. I had a little bout with this for a while. I think most kids do. I'm hoping I wasn't the only one. Remember the one with the upside-down airplane? It's worth $1 million bucks.
Of course, yeah.
Yep, a guy tried to buy one a month ago. He was outbid, so he comes back and boom, he got one this month for $825,000.
What a steal.
I know, it's a 24-cent stamp of a biplane. It's from 1918. It was famously misprinted upside down. The ventures apparently call it the inverted Jenny. Just so you know, if you're ever on Jeopardy, that one could probably help you out.
Going back to 1918.
That does it for the Ramble. You can find these stories and so much more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.